The International Monetary Fund says the world economy is recovering at a healthy pace, but it still needs government stimulus to keep it going. It now predicts world economic growth will reach 3.9% this year, but it's cautioning financial stability remains fragile and banks may need to raise a substantial amount of extra capital. The IMF's also revised its forecast for the Australian economy, predicting it'll now grow by 2.5% this year and 3% next year. But Access Economics says Australia's emergence from the global financial crisis isn't going to be as strong as recoveries from previous downturns. Director Chris Richardson's described Australia's performance during the global downturn as miraculous compared to other developed nations, but says people need to keep their confidence in check as Australia continues to recover. And a former Australian soldier is facing execution in Afghanistan, accused of killing a local security guard and attempting to cover it up by blaming the Taliban. The Australian newspaper reports Robert Langdon has been sentenced to death in Kabul. He was working as a security contractor when he was arrested 8 months ago. Langdon claims he shot the guard in self-defence. And that's your ABC News up to date.